Hi, this is Mike Adams with an after-action report, you might say, after returning from the Gen 6 conference in Branson, Missouri. And I want to thank you, all of you who came to the conference. I think I met maybe 250 people in person on the floor and was speaking to many thousands of people during the conference itself, which was sold out. I think there were 3,000 there, and then there were thousands more on live streaming and many thousands more purchasing the DVD set. Again, thank you for your support. It was an extraordinary event, and we were able to be safe thanks to the very good security that was provided by the organizers of the event. You probably saw some of the personnel that were the overt security. And then in addition to that, there was, of course, covert security shadowing some of us and watching everything. And there were then probably 1,000 concealed carry individuals in the audience who were packing heat. And I want to thank those of you who do exercise your Second Amendment rights to keep all of us safe. No doubt if there were an attempted mass shooting at that kind of event, that mass shooter would have been taken down just like that. So thank you for your prayers and for your safety. Now, this video and many more videos are coming to oblivionagenda.com. I'll be posting a lot of follow-up discussions, podcasts, some technical, some not technical, some spiritual. We're going to cover a lot of different areas on oblivionagenda.com. And remember, all those videos are really brighteon.com videos. And you are welcome to post your own videos and your own analysis. And just create a channel on brighteon.com. I was really moved by the incredible support that we had for this event. I want to thank Steve Quayle for producing this. Gen6.com is the website where you could find the event or you could get live streaming. You can now purchase DVDs of the entire event. I'm not compensated for that, by the way. That's just straight from Steve Quayle's production company. Gen6.com is the website, and I strongly encourage you to get these DVDs. I'm getting a set myself because, number one, I wasn't able to see every speaker. I saw maybe a little over half of them, but not every speaker because I was doing interviews backstage. Some really amazing interviews that we'll be bringing you and posting on this website as well in the days and weeks ahead. You're going to love these interviews. But I'm going to buy the DVD set because I need to watch the presentations again from Tim Alvarino. I need to see Steve Quayle's again. I need to listen to Gary Stearman again and try to understand. He's quoting scripture a lot. I need to probably see that a second time, I think, to understand it more deeply. And many other speakers as well that were just fantastic on a variety of interesting topics. L.A. Marzulli was there, a super dynamic speaker, had a lot to offer. He was very inspiring with his message. And Hugo Degaris, I think is his, I think I've got that correct, a very science-based artificial intelligence presentation, which I thoroughly enjoyed, by the way. There was some feedback from some people who were like, it's too much math in this presentation, you know, it's too, but personally, I'm kind of a math geek, and I really enjoyed it, and I thought it was extremely insightful. So, you know, go Hugo. I think he gave a very, just a fantastic presentation. But there were many others and a lot to see. So go to gen6.com if you want to get that DVD set, and you'll be able to watch them all. Now, the feedback on my presentation was incredibly positive. I just can't thank you enough. So many people came up to me after the presentation and literally said to me that that was the best presentation live that they've ever seen in their entire lives. And, you know, I'm not trying to toot my horn or anything on it. I just had fun, okay? I had a great time with the audience. I enjoy presenting live. I don't get to do it enough. You know, normally I'm here with this camera, and we're not in real time. I can't see your reaction. I can't see your face. I can't shake your hand. And I kind of miss that in-person connection with a live audience, and it actually energizes me. And if you see this presentation, I think you'll agree we had a great time. And some of the feedback I got was that, wow, that was a PhD level thesis on terraforming and the science behind it and depopulation and eugenics and all of that. I tried to make it non-technical, but to include enough science to make it irrefutable you know, to make it compelling with all the scientific citations and evidence and so on. And the feedback on that was extremely positive. And I thank you for your feedback. And I thank you for being open to a different interpretation. By the way, many people said they had never heard that take before on any of these topics, you know, whether you're talking UFOs or Bible prophecy or end times or what have you. No one has ever, at least this is what they told me, that no one has ever approached it from a scientific point of view to look at the end goals of terraforming and depopulation and trace that back to really nail down who or what kind of intelligence is behind this agenda and why they despise humanity so much, humans created in the image of God. Why does that infuriate the evil forces that are trying to destroy humanity? And I was able to, I think, offer a very compelling presentation that ties all of that together, even talks about cosmic and faster-than-light travel, the science behind space-time distortions, how gravity waves propagate throughout the cosmos, distances between the Milky Way, or various galaxies, including the Milky Way and other nearby galaxies, and why Earth has incredible real estate, cosmic real estate, because of its location, not only in our galaxy, but also the location of our galaxy in the superclusters of other galaxies that we know are out there. And so I was able to get into a lot of a really fun science, I think, but tie together some big picture thinking about why humanity is in the crosshairs right now of anti-human forces. And I am, by the way, developing this into a book. So bottom line, I wanted to tell you thank you. If you were there at the event or if you supported the event through live streaming, I want to thank you for providing us this platform to speak about these highly sensitive topics in this time of incredible censorship and this time of really a cosmic spiritual war against humanity and God. That is no joke. That is on. That's happening. We are in a battle. And your support makes it possible for us to be able to speak, for us to be able to exist economically so that we can travel and speak and produce content and launch, you know, video websites like I did, brighteon.com. And by the way, I talked to so many people at this event, some of the other speakers as well, and some other authors and so on who are going to migrate to brighteon.com because they've all been banned on YouTube and Facebook and all the usual suspects. So brighteon.com, you know, part of what I shared this weekend with everybody was that brighteon.com welcomes your message, whether you want to talk about the book of Revelation, you want to talk about tribulation, you want to talk about UFOs, alien civilizations, multi-dimensional beings, portals where demons are pouring through, like out of the Avengers, whatever you want to talk about. Those videos are welcome on brighteon.com. And of course, many other topics as well. You can talk about politics, you can talk about gardening, you can talk about survival and prepping, you can talk about the end of the world, civil war, the apocalypse, or happy puppies. I don't know, whatever you want to post. It's up to you. I mean, obviously not illegal stuff, you know, don't post like how to make bombs for ISIS, you know, the stuff, obviously stuff like that, but, and no porn, you know, I'm not even going to say, just use common sense. But the thing is, if you have been censored and you have an important message, and if you are especially pro-Christian, and if you're pro-Trump, or maybe pro-Second Amendment, pro-liberty, pro-health freedom, maybe you have questions about vaccine safety and you've been banned. Or maybe you support homeschooling and you've been banned. Maybe you just believe in God and you've been banned because you quoted scripture, which is now called hate speech, according to Facebook and Google. I mean, it's incredible. You quote scripture, it's hate speech now. You're the enemy. You're the bad person because you said don't have like drag queen twerking gay 12-year-olds dancing in New York bars filled with gay people stuffing money down the underwear of 12-year-olds. And if you think that's bad, then you get banned. Yeah. Now you know why I'm banned, because I do tell the truth about these things. Pedophilia is wrong. Okay. I'm not gonna compromise that position just so I get my channel back on YouTube. Pedophilia is wrong and transgenderism is evil. It's all pure evil. I'm not compromising. End of story. So instead of compromising, I just built a platform, brighteon.com. And that's where you can get the videos on all these topics and much more. And by the way, a lot of new features coming to Brighteon very soon, including follows and subscribes, likes. You'll be able to have videos that are only viewable by those who follow your channel. If you want, you can limit it to those, to your subscribers. You'll be able to post Twitter-like text messages to your followers on Brighteon, and much more. A lot of new features coming. It's really great. Anyway, I didn't mean to get distracted into all that. Bottom line, just wanted to thank you for supporting the event and let you know I'm back home safe. We did not have any security events because of the incredible professionalism of all the people involved in security. We were safe, and we also had divine protection. And thank you for your prayers. I know many of you prayed for our safety, all of us, for Steve Quayle, for myself, for all the other speakers. And your prayers work. You know, God listens to those who are obedient to God. And God, you know, unleashes his wrath upon those who are not obedient to God, which is something that I'm going to talk about in an upcoming video because of what's coming. It's going to be big. It's going to be, cosmic. It's going to be epic. I can't even use the words. Our words aren't even big enough to describe what's coming because of the evil that has been pouring out of the dark souls of those who are infested with demonic energy on our planet today. But I'll talk about that in a separate video, okay? So keep checking oblivionagenda.com for all of these videos. They're all free. Or, of course, you can always go to brighteon.com. And I believe these videos are posted under the channel name Counterthink. And Counterthink was just the name of a show that I used to do for InfoWars. I stopped doing that show because we started producing another show called Food Forensics, which is about lab science and clean food. But anyway, that's still the channel that we use for posting videos that are maybe outside of health and nutrition. So take your choice. Oblivionagenda.com is the easiest way to find these videos. And again, I thank you for your support. Much more to come. Be safe, be well, stay informed. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.